You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros studio. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
A Russia and North Korea alliance. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The two American adversaries signed a security agreement after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un rolled out the red carpet for Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit.
We're told the agreement is defensive and peaceful in nature, but it raises questions about how far each country will go. Will North Korea get more involved in the war in Ukraine? Will Russia help Pyongyang overcome international sanctions? Ahead of the announcement, a suspicious South Korea had sent Russia a message. Don't get too cozy with the North.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. There's more tension between the U.S. and Israel over an American military support for the war against Hamas in Gaza.
This week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu slamming the Biden administration for withholding thousands of bombs for fighter jets. The Israeli leader claimed without evidence the move is slowing the Rafah offensive in southern Gaza. The Americans have expressed concern over U.S. weapons being used in Gaza, where the civilian death toll continues to rise.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. It is hot out from the Midwest to the Northeast. This man's visiting Philadelphia, where it could hit 99 degrees this weekend.
Get up early, try to get out before the sun starts to bake us. Yeah. And it's such a beautiful city, so I had to get out and try to see the sights, and it's already feeling the heat.
There are heat advisories. Illinois to Maine, where there's the first ever excessive heat warning, because it'll feel like over 100 degrees and many don't have air conditioning. Off the Texas Gulf Coast, a tropical storm may form today. It will be named Alberto, the first one of the Atlantic season. Fox Weather's Craig Herrera is on a Corpus Christi beach.
The waves, they are big. It is dangerous out there. We've got high tide coming in. We'll be dealing with some flooding, water inundation along some of our beach communities up and down Texas along the coastline.
They could use the rain falling there in New Mexico, where two wildfires are raging in Lincoln County. An entire town evacuated. One person was killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, the weather's warming up and summer's just around the corner. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minute, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
Looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Hump Day. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. Matthew James, Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. Great day to be with you. Don't forget, as a program note for tomorrow, we expect to talk to Governor Jeff Landry, and we'll visit with him about what went on yesterday and a couple other items starting tomorrow at 9:06, so you don't want to miss that. But let's deal with what we have to deal with today. Yesterday, the governor, big press conference, I think it was about 45 minutes, and most of it dealing with House Bill 423 and smashing insurance companies and really the trial lawyers are tickled to death this morning, but lawmakers and Tim Temple would join us today at 10. Got Mr. Mallorin, who wrote the Bill 423. And, of course, right now we're honored to have Senator Kirk Talbot. Senator Talbot, how you doing, bud?
Good morning, Moon. How you doing?
Well, I my phone started blowing up yesterday and about the governor basically siding with the insurance companies. And I'm sorry, with the trial lawyers. And that's all I've been dealing with for the last bunch of hours. So tell us what he vetoed. Explain why this was a good bill to sign, not veto.
Well, first off, let me say this. You know, I don't want the governor to side with insurance companies or side with trial lawyers. Just side with what's right and side with, you know, with the truth. And what's right is these medical costs need to be admissible in court to a jury, so a jury and a judge can make a rational, honest decision on how much money a plaintiff should get to pay for their medical bills. That's all this boils down to. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm not here to protect or fight for insurance companies or fight for trial lawyers or whatever. Let's just fight for the truth. If I hit you in a car and I cause you damage, you should get your car fixed and you should get your medical bills paid. But the way our system is now is those medical bills are not admissible. The jury can't see it. The judge can't see it. All they see is that billed amount, which is, you know, that dollar amount that no one ever pays before the discounts and the in-network rates and all those things. And therefore, the jury and the judge has no choice but to award an inflated amount, which causes your premiums to go up. And you know, it's just dollars in, dollars out. Moon, dollars come into an insurance company in the form of premiums. They go out in the form of payouts. If the premiums are not higher than the payouts, they go out of business and they leave the state. So they have to keep those premiums a little bit higher than the payouts in order to stay in business. And, you know, here we are. That's why we have the highest rates in the country. It's no secret and it's not complicated.
What do you think? And of course, like I said, all the business community, anybody to do with Justice, anything to do with PACs that want to change the state of Louisiana, they all mad today. The trial lawyers aren't. I've seen comment after comment from them. They tickled to death that the governor vetoed it. So, you know, when you look at the bill, it's amazing who's happy and who's not. So when you look at this bill, why do you think this bill, and what do you think it was going to do? Do you think people would ever, are we going to ever feel premiums being lowered in this state when it comes to car insurance and things like that, liability?
Not unless we can get the payout for medical bills under control. And look, it's real simple. I get asked all the time as chairman of insurance, you know, why is our auto insurance rate so high? Why are we number one in the country? It's two reasons. One, the rate of accidents in Louisiana that involve bodily injury is double the national average. And I think we all know why. We have a litigation happy state. Yep. And, you know, when you get hit by a car, it's like, hey, I won the lottery. It's a cause to celebrate because now I can go sue and make money. The second reason is the payout for that bodily injury is double the national average, even though we have the same body type, same body makeup as everybody else. And, you know, those payouts, again, are so high, the premiums have to be higher than the payouts. And when you're looking at, and I hope I don't get too confusing here, but when you look at a medical bill, there's a number at the top that says the billed amount. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at a medical bill right now. It says $20,000. Then if you look at the discounts and the payouts and all that, at the end of the bill is what you owe. And that on this bill is $950.
Okay.
So that is a huge discrepancy. That's 10% of what the bill amount is.
Okay.
That's what you owe. The billed amount is all the jury and the judge can see. So they are awarding that plaintiff $20,000. So what are they doing with that $20,000? They're going to pay their $950 medical bill. Then they're going to, the lawyer is going to get a third of that, and they're going to keep the rest. And they're going to make a lot of money off of a car wreck. Mm-hmm. And that's why your bills are high. In a lot of states, it's paid only. It's, I'm going to fix your car, and I'm going to pay your medical bill, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's why their rates are lower than ours.
Well, no, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, but what's happening, explain this too. Juries, a judge, a jury, they're only seeing what? The $20,000?
That's all they're seeing.
So what you go, what this bill would do? This is a transparency bill, right?
It's a transparency bill. It makes it admissible. And there's a difference between admissible and discoverable. Admissible is when the jury and the judge can see it. Discoverable is just, you know, the lawyers get to see it, but they can't bring that to court. So this just makes it admissible. This was a watered down bill. I know you hate the phrase a step in the right direction.
I do.
This bill wasn't the fix. It was a step in the right direction. Yeah. It still got vetoed. The fix is pay the bill, and you shouldn't get a windfall from being in a car wreck. We're going to make you whole. We're going to fix your car. We're going to pay your medical bills, and you're on your way.
So in other words, let me ask you a question. I get in a wreck, God forbid, but I get in a wreck. And my car damage was $3,600. Somebody hit me. But I had an ankle that was banged up. And whatever the medical expense was, we'd throw a figure of $4,000. So to make me whole, it cost me $7,600. You're telling me that, I guess with the right lawyer, I can go ask for $20,000 or $30,000? And that they being awarded everything above that?
You don't need the right lawyer, because if that bill for $4,000 for your ankle, that's the paid amount. That's what you
paid amount. Yes, sir.
The billed amount, before the reductions and the in-network rate is probably 90% higher than that.
Okay.
So it might be $15,000, $20,000, or $40,000, and the jury and the judge has no choice but to award you that, because they don't. You know, if I'm on the jury and I say, hey, his medical bill was $40,000. Well, I'm going to give you $40,000 because I want you to pay your medical bills. But that's not what the bill is. That's a phantom damage.
No, it's what you pay.
The only thing that the actual bill was $4,000.
I get it. No, we've all done this.
Most states do.
No, we all done this, because what happens that when I mentioned the truck and my ankle was around, you know, $8,000, then that's what I should have got, not $40,000. I shouldn't get $40,000,
right.
And by the way, and that's what lawyers tap in. People are getting their money, and lawyers tap into 30% to 50%, depending on who you ask. And that's where that big bonanza is at. But that means insurance costs goes up.
And look, you know, the governor talks about, you know, the insurance companies, they're making all this money. We're one of the least, and Tim Temple will tell you this when he comes on, we're one of the least profitable states in the country on auto insurance for insurance companies. And let me point out, we've had at least, I've been in the legislature 17 years, we've had at least a dozen commercial insurance companies that have pulled out of Louisiana, not because they're making so much money, because they cannot charge a premium high enough to make money and to pay the payouts for lawsuits. So they're leaving the state, and you've got a lot of listeners that are probably in the oil and supply business, mm-hmm. and who have commercial vehicles. They will tell you, I'd love to hear from them, they will tell you, there are very few companies that will even cover a commercial vehicle. And I'm not talking about just the big 18-wheelers that everybody wants to demonize. I'm talking about HVAC cars, electricians, school bus drivers, mm-hmm. tour buses, swamp tour buses, all those things. If it's a commercial vehicle, you have very few options, because they simply are done with Louisiana. They're not riding here anymore because they're tired of losing money. Nationwide, which is a very popular insurance company, you've seen their commercials mm-hmm. with Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
One state in the country, they will not write an auto policy, and that's Louisiana, and it's because of our tort system, and it's because of things like this don't get fixed.
Let me ask you a question. Senator Kirk Talbot, who is the chair of the Insurance Committee on the Senate side, I've seen, you mentioned 12 commercial companies that have left. Can you name one big law firm that moved his office from Louisiana. I'm just asking now. You may not know this. One big law firm that ever moved their law firm from Louisiana to another state. Not expanded in another state, but actually moved their firm. Can you name one?
I cannot. And look.
Me either.
We need plaintiff attorneys.
Absolutely.
You know, we need insurance companies.
Absolutely.
But if you look at states like Mississippi and Alabama, next time you drive to the Florida coast, the same big billboard attorneys that advertise in Louisiana advertise on I-10 along the Mississippi and Alabama coastline. They can operate in states that have fixed this problem. So I don't want to fix a problem and run them out of the state.
No.
But, you know, in the 49 other states, you know, they have plaintiff attorneys too, but they all have cheaper insurance rates than us, and they found a way to fix this. And this bill, you know, I hate to say it, was a step in the right direction, wasn't a fix. But until you get these medical costs under control, we are not going to see lower rates. And I'll give a quick example. Southern Farm Bureau is a conglomerate of seven states, and we're part of that seven states. We make up 19% of the policies written of those seven states. 51% of the bodily injury claims come out of Louisiana. That's your problem.
Yeah.
If I was the head of Southern Farm Bureau, I would dump Louisiana.
Yeah. Hold on your thought. I want to just keep you a few more minutes. His name is Senator Kirk Talbot. He heads up the he is the chairman on the insurance committee. So I want to come back and wrap up with him. I'm just saying, folks, I don't understand. It's stepping the right. We're vetoing steps in the right direction now. Wow. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it, we do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it. It's Moon Graffon. This thing's on. Hi, y'all all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Honored to have Kirk Talbot, Senator Kirk Talbot, who chairs the Insurance Committee on the Senate side. And Kirk's one of the ones, at least. And Kirk, you told me this before, that you were going to fight. You were worried about some of this stuff not getting through. But here's my question. This is a big question. And I may ask the governor tomorrow. If not now, when? When do we, you know, you mentioned a step in the right direction being vetoed, basically. And I hate it because it doesn't ever accomplish anything. Well, if you don't pass anything, right. I get it. But if not now, when? Because what we did was we put off another year of even dealing with this.
That's right. And look, everything the governor wants to do in this state, I want to grow the state, I want to grow jobs, I want to grow the economy, I want to grow the middle class. How can you do any of those things if you don't have affordable car insurance? I mean, you know, when you have when you have poor people in the poorest, lowest class, I guarantee none of them can afford a car. If you want to get from the lower class to the middle class, you need to have mobility. When you have a car, you're a lot more employable than someone who doesn't have a car. If you're a small business, how can you grow if you can't afford a commercial vehicle? I don't know how we're ever going to break out and feel the renaissance that the rest of the South is feeling when you can't afford auto insurance. You know, if I can ask you to ask the governor one simple question, would be this: why are our rates so much higher than anywhere else? It's not roads. Believe it or not, we're not even in the top 10 in worst roads in the country. And by the way, those 10 all have cheaper insurance rates than we do. So what is it? Why? You know, I told you this before. I quoted a commercial vehicle for my business in Louisiana. It was $9,000. We have a business in Mississippi. My agent said, let's quote it in Mississippi, $2,800. Mm. Same policy, same coverage. How can that be? Why wouldn't those Mississippi companies come to Louisiana and say, I'm just going to charge $5,000, I'll double my profit, and I'll undercut everybody?
So if you're
their litigation laws in Mississippi.
So you're a smart businessman. You got to go buy in Mississippi. And thank God you got a business.
I don't know why.
Let me tell you, I got a buddy of mine that has three companies, three stores. He knows if he's listening today. And he has two in Louisiana and one in Texas. And buying trucks and insurance, he shipped all that to Texas. It's just so much cheaper. So my question to governor and everybody else is, if not now, when? When do we see the relief? When are we getting a break on any of this stuff? And I'm not even saying, you know, instead of having a 17% increase, maybe we would have a 2% increase. Everybody can handle that. But 17, 20% increases in a year, that's kind of getting tough, man.
Moon, I know you may not be familiar with Bay St. Louis. It's in Mississippi.
It's close to
New Orleans, and a lot of New Orleanians have houses there in Pascagoula. I know people that have bought houses there, got residents there, put all their cars and their kids' cars there, and the money they're saving is paying the note on the house in Pascagoula.
Wow.
That's a problem. I don't know how you grow our state economically. I don't know how we break out of being at the bottom when you have unaffordable auto insurance, especially on the commercial side, like Tim Temple will tell you, we're at a crisis level now. There's really almost no options left, and they just won't cover you anymore because, you know, these payouts on these lawsuits, and everybody has the story of, I bumped somebody's bumper in the grocery store parking lot, and now they need surgery, and there was no damage whatsoever. That has got to stop. And then, you know, until... You know, and I don't say the insurance companies have a fighting chance, the defendants, because I might hit somebody. At least give me the ability to produce the evidence in a trial, and we can't do that now.
Well, let me tell you something. I've talked to people in the trucking business. They call in this program all the time. They've emailed me. I've talked to the person, the heads of the trucking association. They try to get them on. They said this was so vital for them to stay in business. Most of them are just moving across the state line where they can get a lot cheaper insurance. And you're talking about cheap insurance, 50% to 75% cheap. Now, if we're not going to do anything about it, I think everybody ought to just say, look, we're not doing anything about that. Y'all can just move out, because the answer is going to be to move out. That's a sad answer. That's a bad answer.
It is. If you've got a fleet of 7 or 8 trucks, you know, that's a small fleet. God forbid if you have 50 or 30. Moving out of state makes a lot of sense. You will save an enormous amount of money.
Well, I talked to people with one truck because of the $9,000 to $2,500. I talked to one guy with a truck. It was $28,000 because of the type of truck they had. But when he went out of state, it was about $9,000. That's a big difference. That's your profit for the year. That's not all your profit for the year. But that's taking a big whack out of what you make. So it's just frustrating to watch, and I know it is for y'all, and I just don't understand this. I just don't.
But again, all this bill did was show, you know, the governor's right. Insurance companies need to start trying cases. And I have a personal example where I wish my insurance company would have fought it. How can they fight it if they can't submit the evidence? They're fighting with one hand tied behind their back. And it's really not them fighting. It's they're fighting for me because I was the defendant. But you're right. Insurance companies need to start fighting, but at least let them admit evidence.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I understand why they settle, because it's cheaper to settle.
Kirk, I got to go. Always a pleasure. We'll do it again soon. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Representative Mallorin coming up. Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Shoemaker Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For a limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com. It's Moon Griffon.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. A man that got his name on the bill. My Representative Michael Mallorin joins us. House Bill 423 passed overwhelmingly House and Senate, and the governor yesterday vetoed it. Michael, how you doing?
Good, Moon. How are you?
Well, I guess as a freshman or a rookie or however you want to put it, you kind of got your feet wet on a bill, a hot bill that, you know, you felt real good about it when I heard everybody running last year was we're going to try to correct this and correct that. This wouldn't have been the correct of everything, but at least we had something good and we vetoing steps in the right direction now. And that concerns me. Your thoughts on this bill?
Yeah, look, you said it. Last fall, if you talk to anybody running for the legislature, a vast majority of us ran on this. It was a concern everybody heard, even talking in the legislature this year. It was the number one thing our constituents were talking to us about. You're right. It was not going to solve everything. Nobody claimed it was going to solve everything. But it was part of a package of bills that the commissioner and the legislature worked on, Commissioner Temple worked on. And we said, look, if we pass this package of bills, we think this is going to move us in the right direction. This was not designed to put us at the, you know, number one on lowest insurance rates. This was just a step in the right direction to get us out of being the worst and put us towards the middle of the pack. And so I'm disappointed that it was vetoed, obviously. I think it was going to have meaningful impact on everyday citizens of Louisiana. And disappointment is the word that comes to mind.
Yeah. Talk about this, because The bill was watered down, and that made it a step in the right direction. But the original bill is the one that really probably would have passed and had the most effect. Talk about the bill originally. You got to explain it to people, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I think you can do it simple enough. It sounds complicated, but it's really pretty simple. Because really, all it was a transparency bill more than anything else for judges and courts to look at actually what's being paid out.
Yeah, so what happened originally, and my bill originally just said you are entitled to recover the medical benefits that you paid, regardless of how much was billed. If you had private health insurance or Medicare, you were entitled to recover the amount that was paid by either Medicare or your health insurance company. It did not apply to situations where there was Medicaid. It did not apply to situations where there was someone that did not have health insurance. So it was a narrowly tailored bill that was designed to ensure that people were getting their medical bills paid, but they weren't going to get the extra windfall or that extra kind of phantom damages, as it's sometimes called.
Yeah. But you had it down the percentage to zero, and I think it got back up to 30-40% of the amount they're going to pay. Didn't you talk about that part? Because I think that was important, too.
So my bill brought it to zero. So currently we're at 40%. And this is where it gets a little bit complicated. So I know you just had Senator Talbot on.
Yeah.
And originally my bill did not deal with admissibility or what the jury got to see or anything like that, because Senator Talbot had a separate bill that addressed that issue. My bill came out of the House and it was still at zero, meaning you got to recover what was paid by your insurance company and you didn't get any overage or anything like that. When it got into the Senate, it was amended, and Senator Talbot's bill that dealt with admissibility was incorporated into my bill. Mm-hmm. And that 0% went to up to 30%.
Mm-hmm.
So currently, right now, you're entitled to 40% of the difference between what is billed and what is paid. The defense can come in, and if they show, extraordinary circumstances, which is really hard to do, then it can be reduced. But the burden is on the defendant to show that you shouldn't get that 40%. And my bill just said, look, you get zero, you get what you paid, and you don't get anything else. The Senate said, well, we'll allow anywhere from zero to up to 30% of the difference to be awarded. And the key, though, is by putting Senator Talbot's bill and incorporating it in there, the jury was going to be the one that was going to get to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because currently, the jury doesn't get to see anything except the billed amount. And it's the judge, after the trial is over, that gets to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was important that Senator Talbot's bill, once it became clear it wasn't going to get out of the Senate committee by itself, that they incorporated it into mine. And Senator Talbot did a great job of putting it in there and making sure the jury was going to have all the information. They were going to see what was billed. They were going to see how much your insurance company got a reduction or a write-off, and they were going to see how much was paid. And then it was going to be up to the jury, not a judge after the trial, but a jury, when they're deciding everything, to determine whether you should get zero on top of what you paid or get up to 30%.
Okay.
And look, the jury was going to be the one to make that decision. They're the ones that were deciding everything else. And so I think that was important that they got to see all the information when they made that decision.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make any sense. common sense says a jury ought to be able to see everything. That's kind of crazy when you think about it. A jury should get to see almost, they ought to get to see everything. Why not? What is there to hide?
And I can tell you in Senate committee, it was stated, and so you can go look it up, and I'm not making anything up, but you can go look at it, and there was opposition testimony that said, if we reduce the amount that for medical bills that are shown to the jury, mm-hmm. so if you allow them to see not just the billed amount, but the paid amount, then it was going to reduce the amount of general damages that are awarded. And so general damages are things, they're non-economic things. Something like your pain and suffering, your loss of enjoyment of life. Those things that you really can't put a monetary value on.
Sure, sure.
But there was testimony that said, I tie how much I ask for in those general damages to how much the medical bills are. And so let's just think this through. What was said in opposition to my bill was, I ask for more money in general damages because I'm able to show only the billed amount. I know that that's not the amount that's going to be paid, but if you allow a jury to see how much I really paid or how much, you know, was really paid to the doctor for my client's medical treatment, then it's going to it's going to reduce how much I can ask for in general damages. Mm-hmm. So just right there, let's see. You're reducing the amount of special damages, the amount that's paid, and so the jury sees the real amount that's paid, not this artificially high sticker price. And so you're reducing that amount, and then you're going to reduce the general damage amount. So on both sides, you're reducing how much, by their own admission, how much would be paid or how much would be awarded by a jury. And so if you reduce those amounts, that benefits every citizen of Louisiana, because if they are paying less in verdicts and having to pay out less, then let's think about it logically. If a company doesn't have to pay as much, then what happens? Well, their cost of doing business in Louisiana is less. They can reduce premiums, and that benefits every person, every business, every single person that even does business that may not be a resident of Louisiana.
Let me ask you a question real quick. If you insurance companies look at this, would they look at this as a way, hey, maybe we can go back now? I mean, we lost 12 major companies.
This was part of the package that Commissioner Temple had, and in his conversations with people, it was designed to bring more insurance companies into Louisiana. And he said from the beginning, and I've said it, if this entire package doesn't pass, then it won't have the intended effect.
Yeah.
And so the entire package didn't pass.
Yeah, that's my fear. Well, not only that, some of it's watered down. Some of them steps in the right direction. That's not getting it done for what we need to do here. That's my opinion.
I'm with you.
Yeah. And like, let me take a quick break. Let me take a quick break. I'll come back in a few more minutes with you, if you don't mind. Because I want to know.
No problem.
I want to know if we bring in bills up again next year. Tim Temple's calling for a special session. I got him coming up at 10:06. Anyway, just give me a few more minutes. Michael Mellorin, my special guest. He is a representative. And he's one of the guys that had this bill moving forward. We'll take a break and be right back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, HUDCO Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. HUDCO specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing right now. Go to HUDCOroofing.com. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Fill out the form and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill.
As a business owner.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Representative Michael Miller and my special guest. Mike, by the way, real quick so people know who you are, tell people what district you represent, where you're located.
Yeah, I represent District 6, which is in Caddo Parish. It's almost wholly inside of City of Shreveport. So,
yeah.
So up in the northwest part of the state.
Yeah. All right, so let me make a statement. So nothing was moved as far as insurance reform where people can expect or hope that insurance rates would slow down. Is that a safe statement?
Look, we did some things.
Hold on, Michael. I know you did, and there's some things passed, and I give the governor credit and all your credit. It's not the question, though. Did we do enough to make any difference that somebody can say, wow, I didn't get a 17% increase. I'm giving a big question. I know some things were done, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't think we did enough to see decreases.
Yeah, okay. And that set up this question, and it's really easy. The question is, what are we going to do next year? Because now another year is going to go by, and anything we do always takes a little bit of time. So, are we 2 years from seeing anything at this point?
Let me say this. Before we even get to next year, Constitution says we have a veto override session come next month.
Well, that was my next question, was that veto override. Do you think there's even a chance that we could have a veto override session?
I've talked to a number of House members in the past since it was vetoed yesterday. And there's an appetite. My request and hope is that everybody listening calls their rep and senator and ask them to not return those ballots for a veto override session, and let's go. Because you're right. If we don't do it now in a veto override, we're going to have to wait a year or two, because next year is a fiscal session. Everybody only gets 5 bills. So it may not be until 2 years from now where we are able to come back and pass meaningful legislation.
That's the myth. So, and the problem with that is you got re-election. Everybody's going to brag, oh, we done it. Just give it time. Well, we always – and Mike, Michael Mellorin, Representative Mellorin, you hadn't been around as a representative, but I've been following this for a long time. And every time you wait a year, it usually never happens. It just never happens. And so that's what bothers me. I pray you got enough people with the guts to go do an override session. I really do. I think it would be gigantic. Matter of fact, I saw today Cameron Henry, the Senate president, and in conjunction with the speaker, and I think the speaker's done a heck of a job, they were disappointed in this. And they're the leadership. One of the things they can do is get their members to have a veto session. I'm just telling you, it's good to make a comment. But there's an action you can take. To me, the action speaks louder than the words. So if Cameron Henry and Philip DeVille would say, you know what, we're going to a veto session. Now, I know they're going to say, well, we don't want to hurt the governor. We're not hurting the governor. Jeff Landry's going to be fine. Jeff's done a lot of good things, too. But I think they got to have a veto session to put their actions where their mouths are. Everybody bickering about it's one thing. Something can be done about this, as you know.
Yeah, I'm with you. Look, I hope we have it because you're right. We can't sit around and wait because there's no guarantee as to what's going to happen. And businesses, citizens of Louisiana can't wait that long for us to come back and try this next year or the year after. Businesses are leaving every day. Our best and brightest continue to flee. I know yesterday there was a hearing that said in the past 5 years, we lost essentially the equivalent of the city of Louisiana to outward migration. The time's now. Like, if we don't do something, if we don't do this now, there's not going to be a Louisiana left to save. And it's all of us here have chosen to stay here. Like, we've chosen to raise families, businesses. And look, I've got three small kids. I want my kids to stay here. Mm-hmm. And my fear is if we don't do this now and send a message to the outside world that we're open for business, that we're serious about it, then we're going to have a problem and we're not going to be able to have a Louisiana where any of us can stay and make a living.
Yeah, that's a shame when you're sitting around going, well, for economic development, you got to wait for a hurricane. If you ever heard me, you know I say that all the time, because me and my buddy C.B. Fagostin used to laugh all the time that the best thing going for us, we get hit by a hurricane every now and then. And I hate to say that because that's what we're doing. And Edwards lived off hurricane money and floods and COVID and things of that nature. We need these businesses, and I'd love to hear, and I may give them a call, the Trucking Association, to hear from them on what they think this does, because their businesses are really hit. You heard Talbert talk about insurance. I've had Senator Heather Cloud talk about her business, buying the oldest vehicles they can find and just putting them together and managing because of the insurance problem. And trucking companies can move across the state line. And we're going to sit here and it's just unbelievable. Trucking companies leave, insurance companies leave, but there's no trial lawyers leaving. That's for sure.
Well, and Moon, you and I talked about last time I was on about how trucking companies are leaving. But since then, I had a conversation with somebody who is friends with somebody that owns a trucking company. That trucking company is located in Arkansas, just north of the Arkansas line. When their insurance company found out that they come into Louisiana to do business, not even based here, just coming into Louisiana to do business, they raised their premiums. They charged them an extra amount of premium because they come into Louisiana sometimes to do business. I mean, if that starts happening, you're not just talking about people leaving the state and not setting up shop in 10 miles over the border. You're talking about people not even doing economic trade or bringing goods into Louisiana. And let's think about what that is. If nobody's going to bring goods in, how are we going to eat? How are we going to have fuel? How is that going to happen? Yeah. And so it's now getting to the point where it's not just a crisis. I mean, you're looking at the end of Louisiana if we don't do something.
I don't understand not moving. I mean, I've watched them not create jobs and things of that nature. Okay? I've watched it happen. I've watched our migration. 120,000 people under Bill Edwards left, no doubt in my mind. So when I look at that, it's just very frustrating. But nobody does anything about it. And like you said, this wasn't the fix all, but they got other stuff that got stopped in Jude A and the Senate. Other stuff got watered down. And we need some people to stand up and say enough's enough. Once again, I think the House did a lot better job than the Senate.
Yeah, look, I want to commend all my colleagues in the House on both sides. If you look, when this bill originally left the House, I know we've talked about it, had 88 votes. It means a large portion of both sides of the aisle agreed that this is a good bill, was a good bill. And when it came back, it got 68 votes. And if you look, there were a lot of absences because, you know, people had bills going on, other things. So the 68 is still an impressive number, but I really think it was higher than that because some of the people that weren't there.
Yeah.
So this, on our side, we understand. We knew what we had to do. We listened to our constituents, and we passed a package of bills that we thought were going to have maybe not immediate, but actual impact and relief to the citizens of Louisiana.
Yeah, it's and I want to win. I want to win for your kids and mine and grandbabies, and I'm fortunate. I don't have any that have left yet. I got four, and four for four. They all stand here. They probably want to be around their loving daddy, I think, Michael, is the most I haven't left yet. But, no, seriously, I appreciate it. I just don't know what y'all going to do next year. I'm sure you can bring it up next year. I think the veto session would be awesome. That's not a cut on the governor. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. But I wish they'd have the veto session. It would send a word to everybody. We mean business. We want to change the state. That's what a veto session would do.
I'm with you. And look, going forward next year, if there's a lot of talk about, look, let's look at other states, and their insurance rates are low, and they didn't have a collateral source bill.
Yeah.
if they're willing to sign a bill that mirrors another state that has low insurance rates, Maine, Tennessee, Mississippi, I'm happy to bring it.
Michael, I got to go. Thank you. God bless. Good luck. We'll be right
back. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Come in and try the good.
I make learning a privilege, not a chore, and frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Make more. Teach. Visit teach.org. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Legal trouble for a migrant here illegally. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He'll be arraigned today in New York City, accused of raping a 13-year-old girl in a park last week.
His name is Christian Ingalandi. Legally crossed the border in Eagle Pass, Texas in 2021 and was released. He's now facing a slew of charges, including rape, robbery, kidnapping, sex abuse, menacing behavior, unlawful imprisonment, injuring a child, and criminal possession of a weapon. Police say vigilant citizens tackled and held the suspect until officers arrived.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. A first in the Atlantic this year, a tropical storm has just formed. Alberto, it's headed toward Mexico, but
it is expected to bring considerable rainfall to Texas, as much as 15 inches in some spots, and risks of flash flooding and storm surge abound. Surge will even be present as far away as Louisiana.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. It is hot in the Midwest and Northeast. Heat advisories and warnings stretch from Illinois to Maine, where it'll feel like more than 100 degrees the next couple of days. And it's smoky in the Southwest. A wildfire burns in New Mexico. It's burned down about 1,400 structures. One person has been killed. Two American adversaries strengthened their alliance today when Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the new agreement in North Korea with leader Kim Jong-un, who's pledged full support for Russia's war in Ukraine. This as Israel, still waging war against Hamas in Gaza, faces more attacks on its northern border, Lebanon.
Today, rocket sirens sounded across northern Israel amid new attacks from Hezbollah. Overnight, Israel launched a new wave of strikes in southern Lebanon as the cross-border exchange of fire continues.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. Hezbollah is backed by Iran and says three of its fighters were killed by the Israeli strikes. America's listening to Fox News.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
An important message about your timeshare from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. Contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about timeshare cancellation.
Call 800-887-1010. 800-887-1010.
Court-appointed Special Advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPET.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. Renee Amar is going to join us with the Trucking Association, too, coming out at 10:30. Respecting McCormick and Horton. Representative McCormick and Horton, who are in Lafayette today to stop by as well. By the way, to Josh Carlson, our prayers go out to him. He lost a family member. So he's representative from this area. Our prayers go out for them. Tim Temple, special guest, just a few more minutes with Tim, who's the insurance commissioner. Okay, Tim, so, of course, I'm actually in a perfect world, which is no such thing. But if you do get him to call a special session, what are we going to address? What are we going to address that won't be watered down that you got to have?
Yeah, well, but, you know, and look, when I issued that release yesterday, I thought hard about the, you know, making a comment asking for a special session. And look, I know that the legislators, everybody, the leadership, everybody in the Capitol, they are fatigued. They've been there since January in one session or another. But I think it's important that we address it now. You know, I'd say first we'd start with the bills that didn't make it either through the process to the governor's desk or got vetoed. We'd start there. But then I'd go, and just like we did with property, you know, you get the stakeholders at the table. I'd go one step further, and I'd say you lock the trial attorneys, you lock the insurance industry, you throw myself in that room, you get some legislators in there, you put us in a room, you lock the door, and you say you don't get to come out until y'all have agreed on what the problems are and what the solutions are going forward. And let me tell you, we did that with property to a large degree. We had conversations well before session started, and so when we came to that session with those bills, for the most part, a lot of that had been agreed to, hashed out, and we were able to move quickly. We need to do the same thing on legal reform.
Yeah. What the frustrating part for me, Tim, and I got to see what the governor says tomorrow, but I'm tired of hearing what we can't do. And I don't care what – and I'm this ain't on you. I'm saying I don't care what anybody would tell me. We can't do tax reform. I got an article today. It looks like tax reform, and we ain't going to be able to do it next year because we got a $600 million deficit, so we're not going to be able to tackle tax reform. The 0.45 will probably stay, and I thought, oh, my God, it's always what we can't do. It's never what we can do. Now, that's not on you, Mr. Temple, but that's what I've watched for 30 years. Oh, well, we can't do it. Oh, we can't do it. Oh, we can't do it. That's all I ever hear. We can't. We can't. I'm glad LSU football don't ever say we can't. But it seems like everywhere else, well, we can't do it, we can't do it, we can't do it. So we don't do it because we can't do it because somebody's going to get mad. Well, I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of watching our kids leave. And so we can't do it is our problem. We keep telling ourselves that, and we don't do it.
Well, and look, I'll agree with you, and I get frustrated too because I believe that we can do anything we put our mind
Absolutely.
To, but we've got to set the expectations because, let me tell you, the force of status quo is more powerful than I ever would have imagined. You know, change, like I said, impacts somebody. And it's just so easy to say, let's just do nothing versus try and do something that's going to take some time and effort and maybe a heavy lift. But look, I tell you, you know, I put myself in this position to work hard. I know all the legislators that I deal with. I know the governor is focused on that. I mean, everybody wants to do it. We just all need to, you know, what do they say? We just all need to row in the right direction to help Louisiana because we've got more potential than any state that you can imagine. And when you look at our state as a whole, we've got the package. And we could be so much better than we are, but we all have to be focused on wanting to be better. And,
well, you got.
I'm going to do my part, and I know a bunch of legislators, including the governor, they want to be part of that too.
Well, you can't change anything if you don't change anything. And there's going to be some people get upset, but the people that are going to be upset are the system winners. And I've always said this. This is not Tim Temple. This is me. When the trial lawyers, and I'm talking about the political ones, are winning big, the rest of the state's losing. And they've been winning big for a long time. And they're the only ones on 423 yesterday. The only group I saw happy about it. The business community, the trucking companies, the legislators, everybody's upset about the veto of 423 except one group, trial lawyers. And I'm talking about them as the political ones, not just trial lawyers in general, because I got a lot of good friends that are trial lawyers that are not involved in politics. They just play by the rules that are in front of them. And so that, Tim, that's got to change. It's okay that, you know, some of these good old boy network folks, so they can't make the money they used to make. So what? How about the rest of the state? How about a little less selfishness, I guess?
Well, I think we need to focus on affordability. You know, what I hear all the time is not people's inability to litigate. what I hear is people's inability to afford the insurance that they have to have. Mm-hmm. That's where the focus needs to be.
Yeah, the people like you and me and everybody else out there, we got to pay for insurance. You got to have car insurance. You're mandating something that's jacked up. That's tough. And like you said, affordability. What's affordable? So anyway, Tim, listen, I appreciate it. I would push for the special session. More importantly, I hope they have a veto session. I just think it's what you need to do. But listen, thank you so much.
I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Thank you,
man. All right. Rennell Moore, special guest, Trucking Association. Take a break. Be right back. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Chestnut Brothers.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. Renee Amora joins us. Renee, I got your Trucking Association. What's the official title?
Louisiana Motor Transport Association, Moon.
Okay. So I'll get your reaction to the veto yesterday.
Disappointed, I think, would be putting it mildly, but I would say angry, frustrated. If you talk to any of the truckers today, frustration and anger definitely come to mind.
Yeah, no, and that's what I don't understand about the veto, because the very people you need that you need to get help to are mad today, but the trial lawyers and the trial lawyer association, the big trial lawyers that you see on TV every second, every time, they're happy. There's got to be a reason that they're happy, and the truckers association are upset. Now, Renee, in your case, talking to these truckers, and you in the business as well, I think, y'all been begging for help for many, 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 many moons. That don't sound right, I know, but many for a long time, and yet we thought we had a chance to start changing some things, and even this bill wasn't perfect. But boy, any help y'all can get right now is tremendous.
Yep. Look, Moon, we will take every single crumb we are given. Just last week, I had a call from a member. He was trying to renew his insurance. He was paying somewhere roughly in the $200,000 range, and his renewal from the insurance company was north of $1.2 million. So I want the regular person to think about paying $500 a month for their rent, right, and being told next month your rent is going to be $2,000 from $500. Those are increases that the trucking community simply cannot afford.
Yes, and but here's my question. If you had to take a percent, how many people have either went out of business or moved? I don't know if you got that number, but is there a number you could put it on there? Because something happening that something's happening with those folks that are important to our economy, important to their families.
Oh, yeah. I work closely with a lot of other associations, and I don't have specific numbers, but we all get phone calls on a weekly and monthly basis. And I get, Dean from Anacoco that says, Renee, if I can't find affordable insurance, exactly what Commissioner Temple was talking about, by this Friday, my business that has been in existence for decades is going out of business. I had one, at least one, but we've got dozens and dozens of them over the last year where he took the effort to move his business to the state of Mississippi because similar to Senator Talbot, he has operations there. That cut his insurance. He was $96,000 in the state of Louisiana for a six-month policy down to $28,000. Our insurance was more than 200% than what he's paying in Mississippi. It would be malpractice if he didn't move his business.
Oh, my God. You know, you hear these stories, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of elected officials are hearing a story. I don't know how many of them in the Senate. Yeah. But in the House, it looks like most of them got it. But in the Senate, man, they just didn't care. They put it in a committee. They kill everything or they water it down. Ask something, Renee. Watering down bills don't help y'all either. Not really.
Nope.
I mean, y'all need some big-time relief. Yeah. And, when you go in there and say it was $2,000 last year and it was $2,300 next year, that's something you can live with. But not what y'all getting, and y'all getting really hammered.
I mean, what they did, what the governor did yesterday and what some of the senators did in watering down some of these bills, plain and simple, it's economic development for the state of Texas and the state of Mississippi. We said before at the beginning of session, all the way leading up, we needed big, bold changes. Yeah. We didn't need watered down bills. We didn't need bills that were going to be killed. We didn't need a couple of these and a couple of that. We need big, bold changes. And so if they want to cherry pick other states and what's going on in other states, let's look at the state of Mississippi. They have a cap on damages. Let's start there.
No, that's why I was asking Tim Temple earlier, the commissioner. Why can't we look at other states and make these bold moves? I don't understand. And it's always we can't. We can't. We can't. Mm-hmm. And guess what? So we don't. Everywhere we go, there's a bureaucracy. Oh, we can't do that. Can't do that in Louisiana. Why? We can't do it in Louisiana because there's no heart to do in Louisiana. The system benefits the people who are getting filthy rich, and it's a few people getting filthy rich. Some are trial lawyers. There is insurance companies that make money. But a lot of those companies have left. Have you ever heard of a trial lawyer firm moving to another state because they couldn't make money here? And if you do, please tell me the name because I want to call them.
When you have made that analogy, it is so spot on. What happened yesterday is simply for the benefit of just a few people in the state of Louisiana at the peril of the many. Think about every citizen who has to buy insurance, all the truckers. And to Senator Talbot's point, this isn't just people that are in trucking companies. All the, like, every grocery store has trucks attached to them. Walmart does.
How about exterminators?
Yes.
I mean,
the school bus drivers.
Yeah.
So this, you know, keeping the status quo, which is essentially what we're doing in the state of Louisiana, only benefits a small portion of people, and it hurts every citizen that's here.
Yeah. How much, if you watch much TV or news every now and then?
To be honest with you, I watch a lot of decorating and food shows.
Well, the only reason I ask is because maybe on those too, the general consensus is, you need to know a trial lawyer, you need to know one quick, and I'm going to make you a bunch of money. And I don't see many insurance companies out there advertising like I do them lawyers. Every commercial, man, every commercial. And I'm going, there's something about this that's starting to bother me. And by the way, I got a lot of lawyer friends. I'm not talking about, I got a good friend of mine that lives in Monroe. He's just out there working. I got several out there working their butts off. They're not into the politics of all this craziness, but they're just playing by the rules. Well, we still going to have lawyers. We still going to have plaintiff lawyers. We still going to have trial. We still going to be able to make money. It's just we got to find a way to balance it because the general public, and not just the truckers, people like you and me privately, I mean, you're going, wow, how much more can I take?
And, Moon, this is all part of our culture in the state of Louisiana where it feeds jackpot justice. People don't have jobs in this state. They sue people for a living, and that is their form of economic development. I don't collect a check from going to a job and clocking in and out every day. I go around and sue people, and we saw it firsthand in the staged accidents in New Orleans. But it is definitely, it permeates our culture. And that's why it's on every commercial. It's every quarter of a mile, every billboard we see. I don't think the billboards are the be-all, end-all of all of our problems, but it definitely feeds the culture that we have in this state.
Well, no, it looks like if you sue, everybody wins. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And
somebody's,
you know,
paying for that.
A bill like the one that was vetoed yesterday was not the problem solver. It was really just a transparency bill. Somebody says, "Well, it's hard to explain." Transparency bill. They passed tort reform in the past. Nothing's changed. I thought the governor was a little too hard on the insurance companies without saying anything about the plaintiff lawyers. I just thought he should have said something about the plaintiff's lawyers. Like I said, you come here in Lafayette, let's drive around. I'll show you the biggest and the best buildings and the most expensive places about the trial lawyers.
Yeah, they have helipads in Baton Rouge. I don't know if they have those in Lafayette so they can fly their helicopters in onto their buildings directly.
Oh, no, I hadn't seen that yet.
Yes. It's pretty big business here. And look, you know, above and beyond all the cost issues that truckers have, we just really want a system that is fair and accountable. It has gotten so punishing and abusive in the legal system in the state of Louisiana. You can't, like, have a nick on somebody's mirror anymore. Yeah. And again, Senator Talbot said it earlier, that becomes a $500,000, a $2 million case when it was a $300 mirror on somebody's vehicle.
Yeah. Let me take a quick break. I got a few more questions. Renee Amor, my special guest, Louisiana Trucking Association. So we'll talk to her a few more minutes. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. This is Moon Griffon. The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at SolarLouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah. Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Schumacher Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You have a dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. If you're selling a bet. Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. It is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Renee Amore, my special guest, dealing with the Truckers Association. Renee, when you say your members are angry, mad, upset, so what do they want to do now? I just had a guy email me and said, dude, I'm out of business. I'm out of here. I'm done.
Yeah.
I closed mine. And so, and what are you going to do for a living? You've been in the trucking business all your life. And, you know, how many of them can go move to Arkansas, Mississippi and get a better deal and then at least and come in and work? Is it work that way? Is it a little bit harder? But like you said, a lot of these trucking companies are people with trucks, big trucks. Yep. You mentioned exterminator, plumber, all that stuff. They all affected by this just as much.
Yep. And also, Moon, I want people to think about the fact that it affects the trucking company, and they also employ people. And so they sign the front of a paycheck, and they have, you know, mouths that they're feeding that are depending on them. But this impacts every citizen in the state, because everything that we touch gets built into the price of the product. So
Absolutely.
The more our insurance goes up, the more your products on the shelf go up. And as, you know, Commissioner Temple mentioned, we're heading into hurricane season. The people that bring you your gas at the pump and we have to wait in those long lines, mm-hmm. those are truckers. Mm-hmm. And so they're the ones that go to the refinery and pick up the gas and deliver it to you. But I mean, your shoes, your medical supplies, the food that you eat, there is nothing without trucking in this state, in this nation.
Great point.
And everything we touch is built into those products.
Well, you got to. It causes inflation. I mean, I get it. I just wonder why a state. I looked up. There's a commercial. The baseball game's on, and it's a Gordon McKernan commercial. You know, and,
yep.
and that's all you see. I mean, it's literally all yep. you see. But I just wonder why, in a state like Louisiana, do we not want to win? Win for our children. Yeah. Win for our kids. Win for our families, and we let a few people control everything we're doing. That's the part I have the biggest part of problem understanding. I want to win. I want to win for my kids, the grandbabies, for yours, for everybody's. And you gotta change things big time. But the bureaucracy thinks they're winning by keeping everything the same, and really we're losing. Because I'm telling you, the attitude, and I told this to Tim, and I may have mentioned to you, I can't. We can't. We can't. We can't. That's all I hear. We can't do that. Yeah. Oh, we can't do that. Oh, we can't do that. No, we can't. You're right. And since we can't, then we're not gonna move anything forward. And that's my big frustration with I can't. My parents wouldn't let us say that.
Status quo.
Yeah, my parents wouldn't even let us say that. I'd get my head busted up if I said something like, I can't. What do you mean you can't? It really ought to say we won't. We just won't, because that's really what you get down to. But these trucking companies and people you represent and all these people with these trucks, I'm hearing the stories. I get emails and text. I love when people send me the stories. I read them on the air. I just think I think they're important to read.
It is. I've often thought, like, people really need to be emailing the governor and their representatives, because those are the people that really just need to rip the Band-Aid off. We have got to do something different in this state. We have way too many natural resources. Our people are amazing. Our culture is amazing. But we are dying on the vine. And I don't know what those truckers are going to do, Moon. They're either going to shut down their business, or they are, or they have moved out of state.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not good. I mean, we need every business that's here. We need families here. You know, we need these families. We're losing people. That's just one man's opinion. We need these families. We need these businesses. People, we need all this stuff, but this is not what's going on right now. People, listen, I get emails from people. The representatives are telling me, okay, that they're getting calls every day. This is a bunch of them. This ain't one or two. That people are calling every day, hey, what's my insurance rate? What's the deal with the insurance?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in y'all case, because you deal with it every day, you got to have some people that are pretty upset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they're angry and frustrated. They definitely saw this opportunity. We were heavily involved in the elections last year, especially the legislative elections, and I think we got some really good results, as you've said, especially in the House. So we got some really good, big, bold leadership over there, and people that they are tired of the status quo, and they are tired of things not being changed. And
okay,
so,
let me ask you a question. I got a question. This is more of a fun question. On all the truckers, and y'all may have done it already, because, you know, I can't remember and keep up with everything, but why don't the truckers put together a rally kind of like they're doing in Europe on the Green New Deal, and when the session's in, go rally around the Capitol?
Yeah, you know what we're
I'm just saying, what, you're not going to hurt anything, and you can legally do it, and sit out there and send a message that, hey, guys, when are y'all going to help us? Because what happens is we had a House that did a lot, and the Senate shot stuff down and watered stuff down. Of course, Jeff vetoed this bill. But it's got to get to them, because they're the ones who can make the change.
And can I tell you, we talked about doing that during the legislative session, especially during, you know, some of the times when our bills were being heard. My truckers can't afford to take one truck to go send to the Capitol and one worker, one truck driver to go send to the Capitol. They couldn't afford it this year. That's a stark statement to make to people.
It was just, yeah, this seems like, and you can also rally people that have the trucks, because really I'm going to tell you what it may take. And it's more than what I just told you. It may take all of us trying to drive around the Capitol, blowing the horns and asking them, when y'all going to do something about this? Because it looks like to me they're not going to do it until they're forced to. And you can look at all the bad players in this. And the Democrats don't want to change anything. Some of the Republicans don't want to change anything. Anybody that's a lawyer, not anybody, but some of the lawyers don't want to change anything. They like it just like it is. And unfortunately, it's going to stay like this unless we demand change. And I'm hoping the governor can change his heart on this and do something that really gets it going, because as we wait another day, another week, another month, and another year, it means it's not going to get done. What are we waiting for? I mean, the stuff we're talking about fixing here needs to be fixed yesterday. Not tomorrow, yesterday. But I'm going to tell you what the motto of the state is. You ready? Why do today what we can put off to the day after tomorrow? Did that sound like about right?
Not even tomorrow.
No. Not tomorrow. I'm telling you, I got this from watching Fred Sanford. I pride Sanford and son. Why do today what I can put off to the day after tomorrow? That is a state motto. Everybody ought to get, and we ought to write it down. Why do today what we can put off to the day after tomorrow? Because, and then when tomorrow comes, you say it again, and so you never get to the conclusion.
Yep.
Unbelievable. unbelievable. All right, Renee, I appreciate it. Anything else? Let people know how to get in touch with y'all.
LMTA.LA.
That's simple.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, babe, appreciate it.
Thanks, Moon.
All right, appreciate it. By the way, somebody writes, I got a problem with insurance companies called greed. Called greed from the trial lawyers and special interest groups. Yeah, I got to tell you again, I'm not a, and I've said this before, you and me, the average person, is caught between the trial lawyers, not all of them, political ones, and some insurance companies. We just caught it in between. But you're not going to get competition here. And it's so much now. You know, everybody's saying, boy, it's so hard. We can't do it overnight. You know why? It's been built up in a wrong direction for so long. I tell you about Bell Edwards. 8 years in the wrong direction. 8 years of a trajectory in the wrong direction. By the way, something I didn't get to yet. I might not get to it. I may get to the top of the hour, depending on if a guest show up. Could Louisiana eliminate its income tax that runs a $600 million budget deficit? And now already talking about backing down on tax reform. At 0.45, sticking around, folks. Trust me on that. All right, we'll take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard.